For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The angel said that he had good news. And as I was thinking about good news that the angels speak in this gospel lesson this evening, it got me to remember and think about how obsessed our world is with bad news. And that made me think of the 1997 James Bond movie titled Tomorrow Never Dies. You remember that one? The protagonist, a character named Elliot Carver of Carver Media Group, built his empire not just to report the news, but to use bad news to manipulate events in order to make huge profits. The premise of this particular Bond movie is Carver plotting to start a war between the UK and China for ratings using sensationalized bad news. I remember one of the lines. Carver, his character, played by Jonathan Pryce, looks right at the audience, and he says, "There's no news like bad news." The thing is, he's right, isn't he? There's no news like bad news. Our world eats up bad news. The world lives for bad news. We want front row seats at the latest disaster, and technology is all too eager to deliver us such a prime space. We can see men as they jump from burning buildings, shooters as they wipe out innocent partying folks that are just gathered together on a beach to have a good time. We see refugees who have lost everything. They're standing in a food line just trying to get little scraps of food and all of a sudden being gunned down by soldiers. We can watch hurricanes wreak havoc, tornadoes tear through towns, bridges collapse and send cars plunging into the water below. You can see animals go berserk and attack their trainers and drug-crazed parents threatening their children. And then, when you think that you have seen it all, it gets replayed again and again and again. They play it and they stop the action and they talk about it. They play it in fast motion. They play it in slow motion. They stop and they use graphics to be able to draw lines in front of you to illustrate and talk about it even further with comment. You see, our world loves bad news. Elliot Carver seemed to have it right, didn't he? There is no news like bad news. This preoccupation with bad news is because of the baddest news of all. When the Satan snake slithered up to the two most innocent people to ever live and conned his way into their reality. The father of lies convinced the naked couple there in the garden that the God that had created them and loved them more than anything was actually holding out on them, and all they would have to do is reach out and just take a little bit of fruit from a particular tree, and they would be just like God, and they would know it all. Well, they did. And they did. And they were banished to a life of punishment to live as sinners on the earth that they had completely contaminated and polluted with sin. Yet curiously, even though there's no news like bad news, that bad news has more or less vanished from history in the minds of so many, even though those same so many haplessly and helplessly participate in the ruination that that first sin brought and spread to the entire population of our planet. And lest you think I'm talking about folks that are just kind of out there somewhere, you are very sadly and seriously wrong. Dead wrong. Because the wrong that we do ends up having us with one dastardly destination. Dead. You see, there really is no news like bad news. But the news that we're talking about this evening wasn't written by the likes of an Elliot Carver, a media mogul, nor by the devil, nor by any human on this earth. It is angelic news. Actually, the best news deliverers of all were not men or women. The best news deliverer into our world of good news was an angel. Good news delivering angels had the most wonderful job in all of the universe. God sent an angel into the Holy of Holies of his temple. And he spoke to a priest that was quite a bit older than the pastor speaking to you right now. That angel said to Zechariah the priest, "Now you may think, Zechariah, that you and your wife in your 90s are too old to have a child, but I've got good news. Your wife is going to have a baby." And then the angel named Gabriel got to visit a virgin in an out-of-the-way little village called Nazareth. And he said in Bible speak, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." You want to know what that is in 21st century speak? Mary, I've got good news. Yes, as news carriers go, these angels had the best job in history. It was a good news delivering angel that then declared from the vastness of heavens something that we're going to sing about in just a few moments. "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Want to boil that down to what we've been talking about here? Behold, I've got good news. Good news. We need good news, don't we? Why do we need good news? Because we ourselves participate in bad news, bad things, a lot. The Bible says, "There is no one on earth who is righteous, no one who does good and never sins." Not one. Not a single person. We can no more escape this evil than we can stop our brains from thinking or our hearts from beating or our lungs from breathing. It is ingrained in us, part of us, as powerful in motivation as our own genetic makeup. And for our treachery and treason, God in righteous rage declared that death both in time and in eternity should be the reward for those who rebelled. And so you see all around you the evil that is inside of you, the sins from which you suffer, were set into motion and into a perpetual motion machine of sadness and suffering. And yet, the angel dispels all of that as he speaks to us from heaven, just as we rehearse again tonight, by saying, "I've got good news for you." And actually, the good news angel has good news for you. It's good news for you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. God sent his Son, his most precious, perfect Son, to save us. His Son would be born on earth to be one of us. And in this way, he could take our place, and he could take every sin and even our death, and he could suffer our hell. Those welcome words of salvation were first given as a promise many years before the Savior came. For thousands of years throughout Old Testament history, the coming of the Savior was hoped for and longed for and yearned for. And then finally, in a little Judean town by the name of Bethlehem, we sang about that just a few moments ago, little town of Bethlehem. Just about 2,000 years ago, God's promise came to pass. But even then, the world just wasn't really ready for it. They weren't ready for God to come as a lowly baby in weakness, born in a barn, lying helpless in a cattle's feeding trough. Indeed, the night of his birth might have gone completely unnoticed had God not sent a messenger to tell good news. You heard the beloved words just a few moments ago. "And there were in that same country shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." Or in our sermon today, "I've got good news for you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Did you hear it? Good news. Great joy. That's what those angels were saying. Did you hear it? This is earth-shaking, soul-saving news. It is news so good that it can turn our world upside down. This divine Christ child has been born to you. Like the shepherds, won't you go and see this thing which the Lord has made known unto you? Won't you come and look in his straw-filled bed? Jesus is the baby born in that scene. But he was already, even at that moment, beginning his work to save you from sin. That baby took our helplessness and lived under God's law, suffering and dying to pay for our sins. It is a sad fact. Every baby born is headed for death. Some sooner, some much later. Now, that's not good news, obviously, but here's the good news that came from that. That baby boy, Jesus, grew up to die, but he did not stay dead. And again, another good news angel came to announce that bit of wonderful good news of great joy, that after Jesus had been killed on the cross and after he had defeated death and after he had been laid in the grave, the angel came with the most wonderful good news. He is not here. He is risen. Jesus, alive again. He had risen from the dead. Death was defeated. This day I echo the words of the angels. There is good news of great joy. The Savior has been born in Bethlehem town. He has lived for you. He has died for you. He has risen for you. I have good news for you. Those of you who might feel alone or afraid, he's by your side. Those who have had to say an earthly goodbye to a loved one, the Savior has been born for you if you believe in him for a blessed and unending reunion in heaven. To those who have lost direction, to those who feel rejected, to those who feel depressed, to those who feel ignored, to those who are despondent, and those who are worried, I have good news of great joy for you. Your Savior has been born. Your Savior, who is the firstborn from the dead, who will never die again. He is the good news that can change the world. Your world. Amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.